Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA Podcast. You already know what it is, man. Recap time, y'all. We talk Tay Rock and Hollow the Don, man. Summer Madness. Now, obviously, this is on pay-per-view, so a lot of us get to watch it on pay-per-view. And, you know, when you get the pay-per-view, do y'all niggas watch the battles again? Do you go back to the battles and watch some shits 2-3 times and shit? Because I actually do that. But for me, I don't like to recap the bars until the official battles on everybody who watched it. Now I can actually have a discussion and we can have a good back and forth. Round one, man. Now let's keep it real here, man. This is battle of two niggas who I'm talking about, Hollow the Don, Tay Rock. Their fan bases are out the wazoo. Hollow's fan base is very universal. Is it safe to say Hollow has a universal fan base where he gets love from every league, every gender, every color of skin, whether it's white people, brothers, Hispanics, Asians, you know what I'm saying? Like, he gets love all over the place. But Tay Rock, he has the streets. I'm not saying Hollow has the streets, but I think Tay Rock has the streets. And when I say streets, I mean the brothers that's loading up them burners and shit. Not co-signing it, but this is this hood talk I'm giving y'all. He represents the gutter niggas. And Tay Rock's story is, to me, think about it, because you're talking about a guy who's been battle rapping since the age of what, Reed Dollars age, 16 years old type shit. I know Rock had put a footage out was last year sometime or early this year, where he released footage of him battling back in the day. And then you fast forward to the Charlie Clips battle where, my nigga, you know how hard it is to recover from a battle like that and to you basically resetting your career over. And Rock right now is a household name when it comes to battle rap, man. But let's get right into this shit, man. Round one. And before I go to round one, my bad, y'all, I got to say something. This is why I respect Tay Rock also, because Hollow the Don was really the one who wanted this battle. You know, he won that battle, and I think that speaks volumes, that a nigga of Hollow the Don's stature, who's, some people say he's the GOAT, some people have him in Mount Rushmore, you know what I'm saying? And for him to want to battle Tay Rock, that says a lot about Tay Rock. But it also says about Hollow that, yo, my nigga, this nigga's been everywhere. And somewhere in this round, I think it was his last round, when Hollow was talking about, yeah, this your house, but I'm the one who put the bricks here and all that. Like, that shit, that's some real talk right there. But round one, now I remember during the pay-per-view, Tay Rock won the coin toss, and he decided to go first. He just started rhyming, taking off his jacket and shit. And I'm like, at the crib, like, Rock, what are you doing, my nigga? Why are you going first with a nigga that is a rebuttal god? He's like a fucking rebuttal god. Is Hollow not a rebuttal god? DNA is up there. Clips is up there. But that nigga is a rebuttal god, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, and like I said, I'm not giving y'all breaking news. But, man, Rock's energy and now cadence with the energy is at an all-time high. Rock said, this is going to take a minute to get out. It went from concentration to constipation. I've been sitting on this concentration to constipation. Well, no, I apologize. This is going to take a minute to get out. It went from concentration to constipation. I've been sitting on this round waiting to get this shit out. That shit was dope. The Caribbean jerk chicken line, oxtail line, that was dope. The hollow point line, that was cool. Now, when Rock said, you look like you came to cop blow, the crowd went crazy. Now, did it rhyme? Was it a haymaker? Can another cat get away with saying that and have a crowd being full of excitement by saying that? You look like you came to cop blow. Now, are you going to say that's gas? Are you going to say that Rock's at a point in his career where he can get away with certain things that a lot of people can't get away with? And a line that's not even a full rhyme still resonates with people in the crowd, and there's more than one person going, ooh, ah, to that particular line. Now, has he earned that so much respect that it's a weird thing, because some people say it's gas, but then some people say, well, you know, when you've been doing it as long as Tay Rock, it just hit home the way he said it, maybe the slow, I don't know, it's weird. The Jamie Foxx line, that was all right. The long nose Diana Taurasi line, that was cool. Buck 50, cheek to cheek, you get your smile stretched. I did like that. The Wild Wild West, Will Smith line, that was solid. The DEAR love letter line, that was dope, Tay Rock. I'm not going to hold you, my nigga. That was dope. Apple in your mouth, then hang you over a fire. That's a roasting session. Love that shit, my nigga. The Buck 50, you in the casket, then say grace. That was solid. The Bill Cosby, star off the ground line. I was fucking with that. Something in his ear, like, what the fuck is that? That was dope. That was the haymaker to me for Tay Rock in this particular round. And he ended it with that. I thought it was a solid round from Tay Rock. I also feel Tay Rock, sometimes in the first round, he doesn't go for the juggler. It's almost, you can equate it and make an analogy in sports, like the first quarter, you know, a basketball player doesn't start heating up to the second quarter. And for Tay Rock, it's like he goes through the motions in the first round. And when I say go through the motions, I'm just saying, like, his first rounds to me is always, it seems to be debatable. And then the second round, he goes for your throat. Solid round from Tay Rock, though. Solid round. Round one, hollow. He said, did I spill something? I'm going to wipe the floor with him. That was okay. Now, hollow has to know, you're battling Tay Rock. And the crowd, URL, that's, even though you help put the bricks there, hollow, Tay Rock has taken over the headquarters. Let's just call it what it is. Because you're battling Tay Rock, URL crowd, my nigga. You're battling both those niggas. I'm not saying niggas in the crowd ain't fuck with you, but you did get some boo birds in this battle, which I don't understand why Hollow's getting booed. That's just ridiculous, man. Neither here nor there, man. Come for the Dante and Culpeppers. That was all right. You act tough in blogs, but when I see you, you change instantly. Tease off in 2K. I want to see the same energy. Then he had his arms folded up. I did like that shit. That shit was dope. I ain't going to hold you. I'm Mayweather and you McGregor, because you can only beat me with the arm bar. That shit was fire. The DJ Academics line, that was okay. Hollow threw his hat in the crowd. That was kind of a hit and miss to me, because when he threw it in the crowd, niggas threw his hat back. But then he freaked it. He freaked it. And that's one thing about Hollow, man. He's never going to, you can never stump Hollow. And one thing I like about Hollow is how he can just go into his writtens and go into some freestyle shit and then go back into the writtens and don't lose a beat. You know what I mean? I thought towards the middle of the round, Hollow started drifting a little bit. I thought he set it off nice, but then he started drifting off towards the middle, going towards the end, man. Gunbar King has a job. Like, that ain't really moving me, Hollow. I ain't going to hold you, man. Like, I know you got some jokes in there. You know, some of your jokes don't really find amusing. I know you're probably a funny person, but some stuff I'm like, all right. And then, Hollow, you said, let's play Swear to God. And you didn't execute the Swear to God to me. Like, you said, let's play Swear to God, but you didn't. I wish you would attack that. And I really wanted to see where you're going to go with that when you did the Swear to God, but you didn't really go into it. The Surf Archaeologist line, that was all right. He said, I don't know if I'm battling Sue Rock or Rock Rothstein. Now, obviously, you're saying Rock has Briz or Surf writing his material. It didn't really do nothing for me. You know what I'm saying? This nigga holding me back when Hollow was saying, you always ready to fight, when Hollow went back to his boys and he was holding him back. I mean, if you want to say that's performance, I guess, I don't know, but It ain't really do nothing for me. I'm not taking nothing away from Hollow. It just didn't do nothing for me with all that. You know, and like I said, some of Hollow's jokes are hit and miss to me. You know what I mean? He don't know if he had the fart or shit line. You know? All right. Round one, man, I'm leaning towards Rock. And the reason I'm leaning towards Rock, I'm just going to go off consistency. I know both their rounds was kind of light. This is like the lightest round from both individuals. But I would lean towards Rock because I thought he was more consistent than Hollow the Don. I know people got Hollow winning this round. I'm not mad at that. But for me, when I'm listening to the battle 3-4 times, I'm just like, you know, what the fuck is he? I thought that was the best line of both participants. Like, to me, that line was a haymaker. I don't really think Hollow had a lot of haymakers in this first round. I'm not saying Rock had a lot either, but that, what the fuck? Like, that shit was a haymaker to me, you know? So, in my opinion, I'm giving Tay Rock the first round. You know what I mean? That's just me, though. Round two, and we all know, man, this is the round where Tay Rock turns up, man. He gets lit. This nigga like a fucking rock wilder and shit. The Gate Rock says, I'm a rebuttal because I feel like I'm feeling myself. But the rebuttal didn't land to me. It was real light, though. See, that's the thing. Just because you rebuttal, that doesn't mean that it's dope because you rebuttal. Like, you could just, you rebuttal a nigga's line or something he said to you, but did it really hit? Didn't really hit to me like that. The angle Rock took with what you have done for Queens, I was rocking with that. When you're doing genuine shit from the heart, you don't got to put it on camera. I was fucking with that, man. He said, I hope you keep donating to the homeless, to your homeless yourself. That was hilarious. You out here acting like we winning Grammys. I'm not in a financial position to take care of nobody but my family, two daughters that I'm raising. One's 9 and one's 1. If I got to raise this 1-9, you can call 911. That shit was dope. That shit was dope. I ain't going to front, man. Rock brought up Hollow, not putting math on about his battle with Disaster, how you ain't put math on and shit. That's your man, and that's NYB. I like that whole angle. I'm not going to front. I like that whole angle. And Rock was smart to bring that up. You know what I'm saying? Very smart. How could he not bring it up in the battle? You know what I mean? I punch you in that Luigi mustache. That was funny. Yo, Hollow, that ass, my nigga, I ain't going to hold you, man. I hate your mustache, my nigga. Like, I really don't like your mustache, bro. That shit really don't, like, that shit look bug the fuck out to me, man. The seatbelt line, that was just insane to me from Tay Rock, man. That was insane. That was a room shaker. That was a death blow, in my opinion. The did it on, when I finished with him, I thought the nigga fitted could fit on or some shit like that. I was fucking with that. And this is what Tay Rock does. I see the nigga saying this is Tay Rock's best second round ever. I don't think this is better than his second round against Ill Will. That's just me, though. I think Tay Rock's best second round for me is this round that he had against this nigga, Ill Will. The accent when I'm talking line, I was solid. You told Surf you cop the leader. You believe in his cap till I'm leaving his cap twisted till the leader's flat. I was fucking with that, Rock. I'm not going to front, man. Rock's second round was dope. It was a solid-ass second round, man. Like a dope second round. Hollow second round. Rebuttal and address the crowd for cheering for Rock when he got on Hollow Farm, helping out the homeless. That was cool. These Hollows come back in a different way. That was solid. Hollow said he only took this battle for the second round. I came to match his intensity. Now, see, there you have it. Hollow the Don acknowledging that, yo, this nigga Tay Rock, I know he's going to come for the second round. That's what he do. So I got to make sure this second round matches his intensity, matches his aggression, matches the shit that he's saying and shit, gun barking, heavy talk, you know? So for Hollow to acknowledge that, he knew what time it was. You know what I mean? Paulo said he's been the most consistent for 10 years. Damn, how long been rapping for 10 years, y'all? That's a long goddamn time. It's funny, I spoke to A-Verb last night, and he's doing it for 7 years. And this thing's in double digits. We got to really salute Hollow Guitar, man, for being in this shit for 10 years and still being one of the top dogs in this fucking game, man. Like I said earlier, the Boo Birds came into effect. I don't know why you niggas is booing Hollow, man. Come on, man. Y'all niggas are reaching booing Hollow. It's not that fucking serious. It ain't like Hollow is super. It's trash, my nigga. Come on. Like, Hollow deserves booze? Like, come on. Come on, my nigga. But then Hollow, man, you go into this story about putting a rock in the trunk, and it just didn't move me, my nigga. And then the O'Malley shit, it didn't really move me. I know you're going with it, but it didn't really move me like that. He said, if you come, we're going to make you eat. If you join LOM, we make you eat like Spanish women. I did like that. Run the cave like Indiana Jones. That was fire. Registered a 40. That's a sex offender. I was fucking with that. But I really was fucking with the first step handle rock. I'm a Kyrie fan. That was dope. I'm not going to front. And then the nigga Hollow brought back an old line that he said that niggas wasn't feeling. But he finessed it, man. When he talked about the chicken pox shit. And then he was like, can Contay just get it? Some shit like that. That was dope. That was dope by Hollow, man. Yeah, I got a front, man. I like Hollow second round, man. The Rondo number 9 with the rocket launcher, that was straight. The Spree Well stop and go, that was solid. Hollow started going off the top, my nigga. Started freestyling. Solid round from Hollow, man. Solid round from Hollow. I can't front. But I got to lean towards T-Rock. I just got to lean towards T-Rock, man. I like T-Rock second round a tad bit more than Hollow's. And I'm not taking nothing away from Hollow's second round. Because he said it himself, I'm here to match his intensity. So I'm not taking nothing away from the second round at all. Round 3, T-Rock started attacking Hollow's kids. He took that angle for a while. And the first couple 40 seconds probably of the third round here. Hope your mom's going to call with Queen's Flip. That was funny. And like I said, Rock was on some Arsenal shit, man. Like, attacking Hollow's kids again. I put your baby in one of them things you sliced the meat with. That was crazy. The Twizzlers peel line was solid. Nigga slept on that Twizzlers peel line, Tay Rock. The Houston rapper scheme, when he took all the Houston rappers, Mike Jones, all the niggas and shit, and basically did a scheme with it. The round was solid. It was straight. It was all right. Round 3, Hollow goes into he fucked up a rebuttal. I guess he's trying to rebuttal one of Tay Rock shit, but he fucked it up a little bit because he even said it to his man. I fucked it up, did not. So he acknowledged that he fucked up the rebuttal. But this nigga Hollow started freestyling. And with other battle rappers, the funny thing about Hollow's third round when he's freestyling, he's taking other battle rappers who was on that stage that night at Summer Madness and was saying this shit that they said and was freestyling, my nigga. Do you know how hard that shit is to do? That shit is crazy. Like what Hollow said, this ain't the house you built. I'm one of the people that, you know, put the bricks here. I like that angle a lot, man. I like that angle a lot, man. He's a smack jerking T-Rock. He's milking you. You're not even getting 2%. I did like that also, man. And life don't come with a remote. You got to get up and change. Come with a remote. You got to get up and change. Nigga, that shit was fire, man. Yo, I got to give Hollow the third round, man. Clearly, too. I'm giving Hollow the third round. I like Hollow's third round a lot. Hollow's third round was dope. You know what I'm saying? Overall, it was a good battle. I'm seeing niggas saying Hollow won that battle. It's just my opinion. I'm not mad at anybody who says Hollow won this battle. That's just an opinion. I watched the battle 4 times before the show started, and I felt like, okay, more than watching this, I'm leaning towards Tay Rock. So I got Rock the first round. It's a debatable first round. I think it really comes to the first round. You know, I would say this. I saw some people saying Tay Rock won the third round. that kind of shocked me a little bit. Like, if there's a round that Hollow definitely won, in my opinion, consensus win for a round, it would actually be the third round for me, for Hollow. So that's what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast, man. Just want to recap Hollow the Don and Tay Rock. I'm definitely going to be recapping Oxy Miron versus Mr. Disaster. One.